previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Mercedes-Benz has suspended vehicle manufacturing operations at its East London assembly plant. That's until the end of July, according to Business Day. It reports that while the company says planned operational shutdowns are not unusual, there is little doubt that the decision follows the imposition by the US of a 25% tariff on imported cars. The US is an important customer for the C-Class cars made in East London. Mercedes has confirmed that production was suspended early last week and will resume on July 31st. Turning to the markets, at 5 p.m. this afternoon, the JSE will close and will be halfway through 2025. The All-Share Index closed on Friday evening up 0.1%, the Top 40 up 0.1%. But that was enough to leave the All-Share up 13.99%, call it 14%, year-to-date. The Top 40 even better, up 17%. That is the best first half for the JSE in many years. We'll get the final figure later on today, but those numbers look very respectable to me. Key components, well, to put it simply, thank you, Donald Trump. Fear about his policies has driven many, many people into gold. So DRD Gold up just over 40%, Goldfields up 63.5%, Anglo Gold Ashanti up 85% year to date. We also have platinum sneaking up on the inside rail. Implats up 77%, Northam up 97%. Other standouts so far, Naspers and Process, both up 32%, BAT up 24%, Vodacom up 35%. And part of this has been the rand as we speak this morning, up 5.5% against the dollar, trading at 17.81 to the US unit. Against the euro, we're down nearly 7%, 20.86 this morning, and down 3.5% against sterling, year to date 24.42. The dollar itself down 13% year to date against the euro, 1.17. So again, that's down to Trump. And I should add, no real change in the rand following the spat at the end of last week between the ANC and DA. Looking at the other stock markets, London's FTSE is up 7.6% year-to-date, the Dow in New York up 3%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up 5% year-to-date. So the JSE's 14% gain, very encouraging. Tokyo this morning up 1.6%, Hong Kong down 0.6%, Sydney up 0.4%. And going back to gold for a moment, it's 3,278 this morning, up 25.5% so far, but it's platinum that's threatening to steal the show. 1,363 this morning, that's a gain of 50% year-to-date in 2025. Bitcoin, 108,600, up 14% so far this year. Brent crude oil, down 9% year-to-date, to $67.65 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.